So our next speaker is Tim from the DNOG Program Committee. So the German Internet Exchange ecosystem is actually too large to have everyone come and present individually. So Tim has taken on the work of doing a running a survey among the Internet Exchanges, and he's going to provide a consolidated view of what happened in the past year all over Germany. So over to you, Tim.
Thank you, Will. Thank you, and good evening, everybody. So as Will said, we try to aggregate all the information we get from the IXPs in a small survey, and from we ask some questions to some harder KPIs, but also some opener questions, what happened in the last year in Germany in the IXP scene, and also in the next, forecast, what you can see in the next months. We aggregate it, we put it together in this one talk to give you a rough overview what happened. It's not a survey where you have a detailed plan what to do exactly in which site or so. It's a rough overview to get an idea of what's happening. We asked 21 IXP operators, which we found, which we had also in our database from the last years. We got 15 responses for 15 IXP operators operating in 24 metros. Last year, we only got 12 responses and 16 metros, so we got better in that. But let's directly jump into the feedback from last year. We looked at what did you give us as feedback for the talk. You can rate the talks. In this rating, you have the notes from 1 to 5. 5 is the best one. So we see a lot of you thought this talk is quite good. We got also some text feedback from the downside, like started too early, boring numbers, could have been an email. Fair enough. You missed the comparison to last year. I have that now in this year. And interesting statistic could be the hardware vendors. We also put that into the survey. Stat was interesting, no major adjustments, so some were just happy as we did it last year. And that is in general interesting. So with that, let's go to some aggregated views on the features on different KPIs we ask in this survey. We start with the number of ASNs. So this is the number of an ASN in one location for an IXP. You all know that IXPs nowadays do remote peering, or they have different meanings of what is a location. Some are very wider on different cities active, or on different countries even with a bigger peering LAN. Some are more closer in only one site or one metro. When we look at this, we see a little bit more ASNs per site than last year. We jumped in the maximum from 1,080 to 1,098. We see some bigger IXPs, and when we strip the top two out, the top one out in this case, without DKIX Frankfurt, you get a little bit better view on the longer tail, where you see there are a good number of IXPs below 200 and below, let's say, 40 ASNs in the different regions outside of Frankfurt. Number of sites, so how many sites are connected to one IXP location. In the maximum, 10.4 last year. In average, and the average dropped a little bit. We got more answers from smaller IXPs, so that it's in this nature we see a little drop in the average number. The maximum number is from 40 to 50, so the bigger exchanges widened their reach with new sites. Going to connected capacity, we also see a very interesting graph with a longer tail and one very big exchange. Let's strip out DKIX Frankfurt again and look at the other IXPs. We see Mega IX in Frankfurt and BKIX Berlin as the top two and three. And then Munich, Düsseldorf, following with also connected capacities shortly below 4,000 gigabits. Going to the peak traffic. the connected capacity has probably a meaning which leads to a peak traffic. So again, stripping out the top two, which would be DKIX Frankfurt and NLIX. We look again at BKIX Berlin and MegaX Frankfurt with the next top two peak traffics, here reaching around 1,285 gigabits, so above 1 terabit. And when we even strip out the top four, we get an also better view on the then remaining smaller IXPs, also in Hamburg and Dortmund, and also community IX can be seen in the middle of the graph. Let's go to the hardware. Some choose not to answer, some choose to answer. We see as leading hardware vendor in at least this scene, Arista. The numbers are based on the metro, so how much either IXP locations in blue or IXP locations, or in how many metros is this hardware built in, or in red, how many IXP operators are using this hardware. So we see that 7 IXP locations and operators are using Arista. One is using Brocade, 2 respective 4 are using Cisco, Juniper 5, 3-5, and Nokia, one operator with 5 metro locations in Germany. Going shortly to sustainability, we introduced last year the topic sustainability to get a little bit an impression. What are you as IXP operator doing in regarding sustainability? We had some answers last year. This year we got 2 new answers from Era IX, that they are using quite efficient hardware and can do more than 1 terabit with below 2 kilowatts of power, and that they are introducing the same stack as they did in the Netherlands. BKIX in general is trying to look in general on power-hungry hardware, so no specific protocol here, but looking in general on it. Okay, that was more the part of the harder numbers, of the, let's say, KPIs, which we ask and try to aggregate. In the next one, we also ask some questions to the operators. What do you see in the IXP scene in general? What would you like us to tell here to the wider audience? What could be interesting? Maybe someone hasn't heard of it, but let's start with the topic of Google is leaving the route servers. You probably have seen it, as you might have lost traffic on your IXP port. I copied here the screenshot from Bill Litcock in LinkedIn. So what's happening? Google and also some other CDNs are more and more withdrawing from the IXPs. Yesterday I talked with a colleague from BKIX. Google left here in BKIX. So you, when you are the peer, interconnection is always the part of 2 people connecting together. And if one of the 2 peers is leaving, then obviously your peering isn't working anymore. So what we are seeing with Google is that they left the route servers, that they have more stricter peering policies with how many gigabits you need to have a direct peering session. And that obviously withdraws the traffic from the IXP to somewhere else. But let's see that on the next slide. We got one of the questions was like, what should we tell in this talk? And we can make it anonymous so that you can just put in a note and we won't disclose from which source the information would come. And this information was that there is seen that large content networks are moving back from the IXPs or from the plain peering in general, which is, as I try to explain, a little bit better for the all of the smaller, when you're the smaller peer in the bigger IXP and want to look for your CDNs, your content, you might not find that in that way you used to. We see that the larger content networks, they are getting bigger, pushing more traffic. And what we also see is that they build more and more subsea cables. So looking on that from a higher level, you see the CDNs building subsea cables, building big networks, expanding their distribution on their side. But on the other side, withdrawing from the open peering. So how would you get, as normal peer, the peering the traffic from the contents? We see also that these CDNs like Google or Microsoft Azure Peering introduce Google VPP, for example, Google Verified Peering Provider, where you as a ISP would qualify with Google to be a peer of them. So when you cannot peer anymore at the IXP, you would go to that. Hello, behind the curtain here. So if you couldn't get your traffic at the IXP, then you would need to go to that. You would need to try to qualify for that. There are special rules. Where will it lead? That's what I can mirror from the survey. And just for you as information, maybe as discussion on the floors. Sorry, some slides left. So with that topic, let's go to the next answer. One of the operators sent us a hint that there is in Italy a service at cacheammanuel.eu. And when I tried it yesterday, it was broken, so I couldn't find the output, which you can see on the right side in this Twitter screenshot. It's kind of a service where someone tried to map all the CDN cache nodes over Italy, that if you want to debug that or want to trace it or want to get some insights, you can go there and find all of the context information, which you might not find on the plain internet today. And the question was, wouldn't that be a cool idea for the German market? And so I would give that to you. Who would do that for Germany? You don't need to answer now. Think about it. And maybe we can have next year an update here with such a service for Germany. A short word about ASPA, Autonomous System Provider Authorization. You probably all know the ROAs, the Route Origin Authorizations, where you try to authorize your AS versus your prefix. And the ASPA would be a step further, where you try to authorize the path of your ASN numbers in the ASN path to mitigate route leaks. There's an internet draft. It's around for a while, getting more and more implemented. And what we have heard out of the community is that there are people working on it to implement it on route servers so that we can have it as at IXP route servers, maybe someone next year. Just that you have heard it and know it and can respect it when you, for example, build peering policies or you do your configuration on the routers and think of it and respect maybe the configuration you need to do. Then some of you might know Manners, an initiative where there were done some work on how you try to properly configure your network, that you don't have spoofed IP addresses and so on. And they also have a program for IXPs, which I wanted to link here, where the IXPs can attend and then show what they are doing on their side. So that might be also interesting when you're looking at the new IXP. If this IXP is a good IXP, or what does this IXP do, and is it compliant with the input from Manners? Then some smaller further input, and then we are heading to our picture show. Peering works, yeah, okay, that's a comment. I think you probably all know it. It might be time consuming, but for that, at DNOG, we have our workshops on Sunday. We had this year two workshops with BGP and BGP filtering. So if you think you might be slow, you can maybe attend next year a workshop and get faster. There was also the comment of considering the RFC 8950, IPv4 with IPv6 NextHop for interconnection. There was one operator who, when I read the to recommend that you test every batch of 400 gig transceivers, I would love to hear the story behind that comment. There must be some hassle. And the community IX is always looking for non-profit communities and sponsors of IP transit. So if you want to help out here, you can please reach out to them. So with that, we go now to our pictures for all IXPs which have sent pictures. Some haven't sent pictures, so we need to go through two slides without pictures. But then we start, as last year, the guessing round where you need to guess which IXP sent us this picture. Four rough key items for every IXP. What was your highlight in the last year? What was your biggest change? What did you optimize? But what did you optimize which is not directly connected to a product? So maybe in your background, in your office, in your whatever. And yeah, let's start with Mega IX. They have us highlight a globally additional IXP buildouts on their fabric. They consolidated some ports last year with high utilization and restarted the regional bearings. So if you are around here in Germany, you might have seen the Mega IX bearings in the last months and also the upcoming ones. The next thing, what is your big next thing, what you are planning to do for Mega IX, they are continue to lead in automation first, value for money IX. Mega IX is represented in several metros. Here the questions are for every operator. So Mega IX is operating in Berlin, Hamburg, Düsseldorf, Frankfurt, Munich. So this is all obviously all for all of the locations. Then let's jump to Karlsruhe, KA-NIX. They've received another batch of new hardware and will do a complete overhaul of the technical and administrative organization. And 100 gig ports will be available next year. So if you're in Karlsruhe, you can start buying 100 gig hardware. Okay, the LogIX in Frankfurt. They established 100 gig peerings with Cloudflare, Valve, Hurricane Electric, Hetzner, and others. So the change was 100 gig equipment went live, obviously. And the next thing will be for them to upgrade also the other POPs and expand with 100 gig. Then further to Equinix IX, the internet exchange from Equinix in Equinix data centers, 250 gig peak traffic in March in Frankfurt. And this change, they introduced a feature in their portal to see the top talkers and leverage S-flow-based analysis so that you have a lot of more insights and also in the public statistics. They optimized to easily identify the top peers by day and hour and spot unusual traffic. So if you may have things going on in your network, you might now investigate that with their tools better than before. Next thing would be to expand that top talkers tool and enrich it with real-time data available directly and on the public web page. So now the game. You need to guess which IXP operator this could be. I start with an maybe easier one if you can read it. The colleagues from ERA IX. They expanded to Frankfurt in the last month. They changed from a traditional IXP to a more fabric-based technology and offered added services like premium peering, transport and the marketplace, and finally preparing our backend for a fully automated portal. They optimized automation on port turn-up process, and next phase is automatic contract signing. Next big thing will be 400 gig ports and expanding into other metros. That from ERAIX. I don't know, is there anybody from ERAIX here? Not seeing anybody, but yeah. If you're here from the IXPs, you obviously you can do clapping or whatever you want to that the others can see you and maybe speak to you if they have questions afterwards. We have seen that a lot of IXPs are using Arista, and I got some photos, and I thought I mixed them together. And yeah, I see some people pointing. Let's start with the first one. what IXP could that be? Stuttgart, exactly. That's Stuttgart IX. In the last 12 months, upgraded to a full owned and supported hardware, ordered switches from additional sites, they should arrive by now, and changed from a layer 2 to MPLS EVPN with SR setup. Next big thing will be with the new hardware to have a redundant fabric to offer the diversity to the customers. Okay, so we had the first picture. Now the second picture. Ah, that was too fast. Damn it. Yes, I'm not Arista. But when I click the slides, oh, that looks similar. So that's SonaX. Thank you very much for the greetings to Stuttgart. And SonaX, Südost-Niedersachsen Internet Exchange. Bringing first bits to the exchange and getting feedback from the customers that actually notice the difference in latency from 20 milliseconds to 1 millisecond. And that is one of the feedbacks I really love to hear when you have real customer feedbacks that also smaller IXPs making a difference to the customers. They will add Hannover as new metro area to the network. And I have developed some branding and set up a new website, so you will find it as website. Next thing, connecting Göttingen as the next metro to our network and bringing more local networks to the exchange and being an example that even small IXPs can work and make the difference. Okay, then looking at the really Arista, next Arista, what could you think? Who could that be? BKX, exactly. We are quite close to it. Yeah, here's the bigger picture. And here is the text to that. It's from BKX. They upgraded the core network using 400 gig without customer impact. That's really good. And brushing up the ISMS to archive ISO 27001 certification. Yeah, with all the stuff with critical infrastructure you need to do nowadays, that's also part of our technology business. As optimization, they did a beautification and renovation of the offices and automation of config generation for the main infrastructure. Yeah, so having nice offices is obviously also a good thing to have when you're an IXP operator. Next thing will be support brokers for community project and local IXPs. There's some clapping here, and yeah, so you can talk to each other if you want to reach out. The next picture is here. And that would be DKIX. As highlighted in the last months, traffic peaks in Frankfurt from 17 to 8 terabits, and in Munich from around 300 gigabits, expanding Hamburg to Oldenburg. And the bigger change in the last months was the launch of the Cloud Router. Optimized, we worked very hard to optimize the time the customer service needs to provision a newly ordered service. And the next thing will be offering the Google VPP maps and similar interconnection services to support small and medium-sized networks to having premium peering. Then we go further to this one. Who would that be? Yeah, I've heard it. Yes, yes, yes. DDIX from Dresden. As highlight from the last month's Ripe Labs article series, IXP from scratch. You can see it at Ripe 89 Lightning Talks. They turned on their equipment and had open tech meetups. They optimized community building and more community building. And the next big thing is the official DDIX opening on the 25th. And this is an invitation, I guess. So you're all invited to Dresden at the 25th. Okay, then here you can talk to and look for your personal invitation. Then the next one. Hard to guess, NLIX, they reached 10 terabit peak traffic, extended the network to Dublin, had significant improvements in the customer onboarding process, and will deploy anti-DDoS services that can filter on the IXP LAN. So, last but not least, der Berg. Der Rheintal-IX, exactly. Had as highlight in the last months concerted hardware upgrade and config change at 5 sites with minimal downtime and the team event that follow. I guess the photo is from the team event, not in the Tal, but at the Berg. They changed new 10 gig modules for peering access, and they optimized, not directly connected to the product, the virtualization platform and redundant IP feeds to the services, because when you operate an IXP, you not only have the switching infrastructure, EVPN, whatever you do, but you have a lot of stuff around it for the route servers, for cache fill, for CDN caches, and so on. And for that, for example, you need redundant IP feeds and so on, and or your customers want to access your portal and so on. Next thing will be the ring around Lake of Konstanz and the new pop in Friedrichshafen. And the project will be finalized this year at last. You're sure? Okay. With that, I'm finished. I can go to the last slide. If you have comments, let us know. Some comments from the operators. Keep local traffic local. Sure. Will do. Use more bandwidth. And obviously, DNOC rocks. So thank you for that. If you have any questions, please ask them. And thank you for your time.